Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This activity titled, Revolutionizing Diagnostic Precision, AI-Driven Approaches in Digital Pathology and HER2 Expression, is provided by Prova Education. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hi, welcome to this educational program on AI-driven approaches in digital pathology and HER2 expression. This is CME on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Marilyn Bui.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Vincent Salomon.
Today, we will start our program with an overview of the current role of digital pathology and AI and machine learning in oncology diagnostics. As we all know, a patient's medical journey begins with their diagnosis. As pathologists, we provide a forecast of their diagnosis, prognosis, and the therapy selection. So pathologists impact the life of every single patient. We are the most essential doctors that patients rarely meet or rarely know of. We are doctors in a multidisciplinary care team. With all those qualities, it makes us become the inherent leaders in precision medicine because we're close to the patient's sample and the important data generated from the patient's tissue. It is now a very exciting time to practice in pathology because we're experiencing the third revolution of pathology, that's digital pathology, artificial intelligence. Our profession was born with microscope and HE slides that give us the opportunity to study disease at a cellular level. Currently, we're experiencing a shortage of pathologists. And in addition, people are live longer and there will be more cancer cases coming out. We anticipate in 2030, there will be 26 million new cancer cases worldwide. But pathologists are the first line diagnostic physicians. All patients' cancer journey start with accurate and timely diagnosis. So how these 26 million patients will get accurate diagnosis allowed appropriate treatment? Pathologists are pivotal in solving diagnostic challenges. With digital pathology, we are connected. So instead of moving slides around between hospitals, we can move digital slides through the hospital care system, and the information can be shared easily. So digital pathology is the foundation of AI. So this slide shows human cognitive capacity has limitations. Pathologists are used to manual reading, eyeballing things. However, when the data are so complex as proteomic or genomics, and this is really beyond the eyeballing ability of the pathologist. So we need the help from computational pathology to analyze this data. Traditional pathology is analog, subject to interpretational variation. It barely scratched the surface of the significant amount of data. Computational pathology machine learning is reproducible and robust in data analysis. So this technology is to assist human, enhance our ability doing our job rather than replacing it. So when I refer to AI, we're talking about augmented AI. Pathologists are really empowered. We're using computational pathology to help us generate impactful data to help our clinicians. In precision pathology, what are the AI algorithms there? So I would say there are five big categories. First is detection. Even as early as in 2016, the National Artificial Intelligence Research and Development Strategic Plan already thought breast cancer diagnosis is a good area to apply this technology, because the top AI algorithms can have an error rate in 7.5%. We're talking about finding metastatic breast cancer in the sentinel lymph node. Then when you ask the highly trained breast pathologist to do that, the error rate is 3.5%. At that time, the AI wasn't highly sophisticated. However, when you combine these two, AI augment pathologists, the error rate is reduced to 0.5. So this is a newer data to show this is in Nature Cancer, and this is also clinical implementation of AI-assisted detection of breast cancer metastatic to the lymph node. So this is single-center, non-randomized clinical trial. What they found is their primary endpoint, there is a significant induced relative risk of IHC rate use. Secondary endpoint shows significant time reduction and up to 30% improved sensitivity for AI-assisted pathologists. So this trial really demonstrated the safety and the potential saving in cost of AI assistant. So this is a great example for detection. So we're going to talk about the second classification. So these two publications are from my group. The top one is we developed AI to diagnose bladder cancer reliably. The second is to use AI to diagnose or classify sarcoma. The third category is quantification. On the left is immunofluorescent. You can see cytokeratin, you can see PD-L1, and you can see immunohistochemical markers like CD3, CD8. Dr. Solomon, on the left, immunofluorescent multiplex biomarker testing for clinical trial. So my question is, what kind of cancer are we detecting? This cancer has cytokeratin positivity. It's TTF1 positive, but it's not shown here. And we're studying PD-L1, CD3, CD8. What cancer is this?
Is it lung cancer or?
Yes, it's non-small cell lung adenocarcinoma. So in this case, we have so many biomarkers tested at the same time. As you can see, we can't eyeballing this, so we got to use computer and AI algorithms and do quantitative image analysis. On the right-hand side, and what diagnosis is that?
Yes, a melanoma.
Yeah, it has S100, PD-L1, and also those immunomarkers. So that's one example to show AI can help with the quantification. So this study showing on the right is manual reading compare among pathologists. There are 12 pathologists. You see there's a lot of variability. On the left is a comparison versus pathologists. So there's a greater consent using AI across 4 clones of antibodies used for companion diagnostics and across 5 frequently used scanners. Another example further showing that AI can identify more patients. They are PD-L1 positive, even at a lower cutoff point, subsequently identify those patients for immunotherapy. So if you're looking at the line here, the orange one is patient classified as positive greater than 5% by both AI and the manual reading. And this orange one are the negative ones. So the negative one has the worst prognosis. So whenever it's identified by AI or AI plus manual, it has better prognosis. So this is an interesting line, this green, the patient classified as PD-L1 positive greater than percent by manual only, because humans quantification of 5%, 10%, it's not very reliable. So you see this very sharp demarcation. You can't evaluate the patients as reliable, as continuously as AI. So this is a very interesting study. So let's talk about the fourth class, that is prognosis. So this is one of our study to use radiology, pathology, and the AI information to predict on radiology which ductal carcinoma of the breast may be aggressive to become invasive carcinoma in subsequent sessions. Our next step is to study histology to look at HE of DCIS to find the AI biomarkers to predict the aggressive variant and then the more less aggressive variant. The last category is for prediction. So this is a very nice example from Atari AI. They have this prostate biomarker test, predicting therapeutic benefits from patients using a large volume and a variety of clinical data, digital pathology images. The AI enabled prediction of the outcome that conventionally technology does not allow. Seeing this patient when the AI marker is negative, the patient will not benefit from the hormonal therapy. In this case, the biomarker is positive. The patient will respond to the hormonal therapy. So this is the higher level of AI algorithms. So this is a summary of what's the role of digital pathology in the AI in precision oncology and the five categories of algorithms. Dr. Sullivan, what's your thoughts about these?
Definitely, the pathologists are augmented pathologists thanks to AI. And truly, our patients deserve that we are the best as we can and provide to them the best information as we can. So I think that we are experiencing really a revolution by using these AI tools.
I agree. So now we're going to do the next chapter. We're going to change gear. And because we have this global view now, we're going to stay from the forest and focusing on a specific tree. So that is breast cancer targeted therapy.
These progresses with antibody drug conjugates challenged the pathologist to better define the HER2 status of the breast cancers. And that's where you're going to explain how AI tools can help us.
Doesn't Deep Breast 04 is really a ground-shaking landmark study to demonstrate patients with HER2-low metastatic breast cancer have superior response to this antibody drug conjugates to HER2 and compared to conventional therapy. Most recently, in 2025, there is a further expanded approval for metastatic hormone-positive HER2-low or HER2-ultra-low patients. They can be benefited from this therapy. So these approvals has really broadened the use of T-DXd, offering new treatment options for patients across a spectrum of HER2 expression of breast cancer. So currently, the histology workflow for HER2 testing is pretty much one-way street. We start with specimen acquisition, and then the specimen will be processed in histology. Then the case will be distributed as HE slides, go to the pathologist, we'll make diagnosis of breast cancer. And then we realize, the invasive breast cancer need a HER2 testing, and we'll send it back to a histology lab for HER2 testing or for other genomic testing. Then they come back to us review to sign out. So this is just the one-way street that you can see when you have a single road to travel, if there's a traffic accident somewhere, and the whole thing become a bottleneck. So we talk about the pathologist's role is important. So our effort is not to become a bottleneck, but become enabler to our patient care. So as pathologists, we follow the ASCO, American Society of Clinical Oncology, and the CAP, College of American Pathologists HER2 testing guideline. These guidelines had a couple of updates. So before, we're only doing dichotomy type of interpretation. We identify HER2 positive or HER2 negative patients. Now we got to identify HER2 positive, HER2 low, HER2 ultra low, and HER2 null patients. HER2 positive are IHC 3+ positive, or IHC2+ ish positive, HER2 low or IHC1+ or IHC2+ ish negative, HER2 ultra low or HER2 IHC incomplete faint staining equal or less than 10%, and the HER2 now is completely no staining. And the HER2 positive is in 15% of the patient, HER2 low 45-55%, HER2 ultra low or HER2 now is 30-40%. So this is what we're following ASCO CAP HER2 testing guideline. And now we need to educate all our pathologists to be able to recognize all levels of HER2 expression. So now let's talk about manually, how do we review HER2 cases? So here we have a HE slide. Dr. Solomon, this is a 60 years old woman. This is from her left breast. And you have a HE slide of this core biopsy. What is the diagnosis?
Probably invasive carcinoma of no special type, I would say, as a first look.
Right, invasive ductal carcinoma. And then all those newly diagnosed breast cancer by the ASCO CAP guideline are supposed to be tested for HER2. So this is the negative control. So what's your interpretation of this control sample?
It's correct because no staining, so no.
Yeah, there's no staining at all. And we have over here, this is the patient sample. This is a negative control slide. And the interpretation is also negative, right?
Perfect.
So we have another slide. This is the positive control. Did the positive control work?
Beautifully. F3+ staining, membranous, intense.
And how about this core biopsy?
Well, it looks like it's positive too. So it seems to be the same intensity as the control, the positive control. The staining is membranous. On the invasive cells, it's complete and in more than 10% of the tumor cells. I would say it's a 3+.
I agree. It's a first complete membranous staining, intense, strong, diffuse, greater than 10%. This is almost all cells are stained. So this is 3+. So we have no problem with this one. So let's look at another case. So what is your diagnosis?
Again, it seems to be an invasive carcinoma of no special type 2, so invasive ductal carcinoma.
So this is the IHC. You see the control worked. Now we're going to go to high power.
Okay. The staining is lower and probably no complete membranous staining so far clearly seen. So maybe we could be in the category of a 1+.
I agree with you. So when we have stains like that, do you normally consult another pathologist?
Yes.
Right. Yes. It's always good to share with other colleagues. So you see, this is how we do this manually. And there are a couple of things. This is already a digital slide. So with a digital slide, even I do the manual scrolling, I'm able to cover the entire area. But if it's a microscope, that's a lot of hand moving to move the stage to be able to see the entire spectrum. So we're actually showing you the manual scrolling of a digital slide. But in a lot of pathology practice, people is going to be doing the manual screening using the microscope. Now we're going to move to the next area is to show how can we use AI to augment pathologists' ability to make a HER2 interpretation. So this is an example using PathAI HER2 breast workflow. It is optimized through pathologists and also the labs. At the beginning, it was for research, but now it is implemented in clinical practice. So the workflow will be first digitalize the slides. When the specimen received, the HER2 stained slides are prepared, scanned, uploaded for this image analysis and AI. This algorithm is run on the slide and generate predictive HER2 scores and the visual overlaying for the slide. When pathologists receive the slides, they will review the HE slides to make a diagnosis first. And then when they determine HER2 is needed, and they're going to look at the HER2 algorithm and confirm the quality of the options, the areas that the machine scored, review the slides with the algorithm score and the overlays in preferred order, agree or disagree with the predicted algorithm, and then finalize assessment. So this is the workflow. So that means when the pathologist read the cancer case, the biomarker predictive value is already available for them to be able to review, agree, and disagree, and sign off the case. So that's time saving there. So now I'm going to use an example to show AI-assisted HER2 scoring assessment. So this is such a great example to show the power of AI-assisted HER2 score. And this is a research showing how HER2 breast AI algorithm is highly concordant to pathologists' interpretation of HER2, pointing to the potential utility of algorithm as a standardization tool for pathologists. So this performance assessed 770 HER2 IHC slides across 52 board-certified pathologists. So here we have HER2 0, 1+, 2+, and 3+. So the dark blue is AI versus pathologist. The purple is pathologist versus pathologist. As you can see, the performance concordant rate is like 95%. So that's pretty decent. And furthermore, there are other studies showing the role of AI in accurately interpreting HER2 IHC score 0 and 1+ in breast cancer. As we know, for 3+, there is a higher concordance, but for 2+, 1+, and 0, there is a lower concordance. And in this case, it's showing AI can help us to improve the accuracy of distinguishing HER2 IHC 0 and 1+ consistently. For those just tuning in, you're listening to CME on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Marilyn Bui, and here with me today is Dr. Annie Solomon. We're discussing the role of digital pathology and AI or machine learning in oncologic pathology. Within this session, we have discussed digital pathology and AI are the third revolution in pathology, play a critical role in precision pathology. AI assists identification, quantification, classification, prognosis, and prediction. The role of HER2 in breast cancer is evolving, and the HER2-targeted antibody-drug conjugates offers the opportunity to treat patients with a HER2-low and a HER2-ultra-low breast cancer. It is challenging to score HER2-low and HER2-ultra-low accurately and reproducibly manually, but the AI-assisted tools are promising to standardize HER2 scoring and augment pathologists. So this is showing, this is just my two cents, that AI will not replace pathologists, rather it will empower us. Because AI can do a lot of work very efficiently. However, we are playing a vital role in integration of AI into healthcare, and we will guide the AI development and ensure the algorithms are high quality. The collaboration between pathologists and AI enhance the diagnostic precision. Human element is essential for patient care. What's your thoughts on this, Dr. Solomon?
I absolutely do agree. And with the example of HER2 evaluation, before the availability of antibody drug conjugates, it was quite straightforward to analyze a 3+ cases or a 0 cases, a negative cases. The 2+ were quite challenging, but we were quite used to assess them. And now to really interpret 1+ appropriately or ultra-low HER2 cases, we have to spend some time and we are probably less reproducible. And if AI tools can do it for us more efficiently and more accurately, it will save us time to deal with more challenging diagnostic cases. So really, I share your views. The pathologist will forever validate the reports, but they are augmented and they can save time using AI tools. So I fully agree with your two cents.
Thank you. All right. So that's the end of the presentation. I'd like to introduce you to this wonderful educational resource. It's her2know.com. So this is an educational resource made by pathologists, for pathologists, and some of the host like the images with a HER2 staining were from this website. Thank you, Dr. Sullivan. It's wonderful working with you. Bye.
Thank you, Dr. B. It was a very interesting session. Thank you to all.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/prova. Thank you for listening.